We talk softball. Lady Beavers off to a good start here at 8-0 on the year, 6-0 in the league, and they'll have a little time off before they face an unbeaten Cimarron team, potentially unbeaten next Tuesday here, and that'll be at home. As we're joined here with a couple of the seniors here on the show, and starting off with Tori Ford here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, thanks again for stopping by here. And, you know, it's been a fast season already, hasn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Yep, and 8-0, but you guys have had a good run here so far this year. And what seemed to be working for you guys this year?
Honestly, our hitting is insane. Like, last year it seemed to be that the top of the lineup is what was getting the job done, but now it's more towards the bottom of the lineup, so we're flip-flopping. You know, the bottom of the lineup's going to the top. And so, really, like, it's whoever's hitting the best is really what is getting it done for us.
There you go. It's picking up the slack, right?
Yeah, it is.
There you go. And I know you're catching there, you and Cheyenne's a second year working together here. And, you know, from last year to this year, what's been better for you guys?
You know, Adam, she throws so hard. It, like, my hand hurts every time. And, you know, just those girls don't even want to step up to the plate. They're about, I'd say, 2 feet off the plate. So I'm really just sitting in there having her throw outsides and up the middles. And, you know, it's like their eyes open so wide when they see this, like, 55-mile-an-hour pitch go by.
Yeah, and yesterday you played, started off with a southwest wind, and then you finished with a northwest wind there. And did that kind of change things up, how you called the game behind the plate a little bit more?
A little bit. I think I was just more focused on what the batters were hitting the first game, because I knew it wasn't going to change the way they hit the ball. It was just where they hit the ball. And so I was trying to keep it low and outside, and that was really my goal.
All right. Coming up, a little time off before Cimarron next Tuesday, and I know it's got to be exciting coming up here. You're halfway through this league schedule already.
Yeah, very exciting.
All right. Well, it is senior Tori Ford, and excited Tori Ford.
Go Beavs, baby.
Yeah, there you go. See, you got it on. Thanks again, Tori. And now we're here to Amber Lotta joining us here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. You're getting back into the full swing of things. Had a little time off due to some injury, but you're back going at it. And how fun was it yesterday? Back in the leadoff spot and doing things at shortstop.
It was so fun. I hated being out for those couple of games. I just was ready to be back.
I know it was a bummer you weren't able to play, but I know you were like the biggest cheerleader in the dugout, weren't you?
That's what Coach told me to do. She said, if you can't play, just be the biggest cheerleader, and I love cheering for those girls. So.
Yeah, I was a witness to that at Holcomb there last week, being near your dugout. But, no, you guys, you've had a good season so far, and what are some things that have really clicked for you guys that you've seen so far here in your first 8 games?
Honestly, our hitting has been really good, and we've been working on our fielding too, like just working on good plays and just knowing what to do with the situation.
All right. Yesterday, playing a little wind. I mean, you guys have about every game, maybe except doubleheader of Lakin, that you guys have faced the battle of the wind here. Is this something you guys are just used to by now?
I honestly think we're just getting used to it, Adam.
Yeah. What would you like to see from yourself here as you move through this next few games of the season?
Definitely better hitting. I feel like I've been in a hitting slump for a little bit, and I just want to get the ball to the outfield.
All right. Well, hopefully things will work well for you there, and maybe sneak in a home run inside the park, maybe.
That'd be nice, too.
All right. Well, all right. Get ready for that. Senior Amber Lotta joining us here. Thanks again, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Senior Amber Lotta, and now we'll talk with Coach Aaron Myers here. She'll get the headset on. They'll be back at home, and that'll be on Tuesday against the Cimarron Blue Jays. Well, Coach, it took forever to get a home doubleheader, and then yesterday you had to have one of the windier days of the year, but you guys were able to survive the wind and get a couple of wins. And I know there were close games there. Colby's record may be a little deceiving, but I think this is probably the right time of the year for you guys to have a good test like Colby.
I agree. I mean, we definitely had our first big test against Holcomb, and as I mentioned earlier, that the Holcomb game was very emotional kind of game, and we played with a chip on our shoulder, and I feel like we kind of continued that against Colby yesterday.
And, you know, it was tight games, 4-3, little things here and there, but you guys kind of bounced back, and it felt like second trip through the batting order against Colby in the game two. You guys were able to adjust to Curry's soft speed there, and I think you guys were able to take advantage of those opportunities.
Most, yeah. You know, sometimes it kind of takes us a going through the lineup once to kind of get into the groove of it. And, you know, yesterday was one of the first times we really had base runners. And, you know, we kind of made a couple of throwing errors. And, I mean, it's going to happen. It was game, you know, 6 and 8 for us and mm-hmm. of the season, and you're just not having runners on the base. So, you know, but we cleaned that up in the second game.
You know, it was different yesterday. You guys have been the home run team through the first 6 games, and then 7 and 8 did not have any home runs yesterday. Is that a nice adjustment to see how your players can adapt to not going yard all the time?
You know, that wind just did not help. And even though, like, this wind did seem to kind of go out towards left field, but I swear the wind must have changed directions up in the higher it was. And, you know, we had a kind of a long talk today about a lot of things, and one of them the girls mentioned, we just need to quit swinging for the fences. And I'm like, thank you. All I want from you guys is line drives or a grounder that's going to find a hole. You know, that you don't have to be a home run hitter to be a good hitter.
And, you know, you're seeing this with Holcomb and Colby back-to-back Tuesdays there, and some quality of play really from both teams. You're going to see that again next Tuesday at home against Cimarron. And I know I think they have a doubleheader tomorrow scheduled against Ness City. And Cimarron, I thought they lost quite a bit from last year, but it looks like they're really putting some things together here early on this year.
You know, I'm kind of curious because I think they were supposed to play somebody yesterday. Okay.
I think they were going to play Holcomb, and that got postponed.
Did it? Okay. Yeah. I was kind of looking at Keisha, and I wasn't sure. You know, they're a good hitting team, but, you know, looking at their schedule, you know, it's just kind of it's hard to tell what they're like. Mm-hmm. I know their pitcher, she hasn't pitched varsity before mm-hmm. from last year. But they've kept, like, their shortstop and a couple of leaders on their team. You know, but the Cimarron girls are athletes, and mm-hmm. that coach really knows the game really well. And they're definitely not going to be a team that I want to look past.
Absolutely. And you're kind of in that turning point of the season here where it's all of a sudden you got to continue to get things clicking, right?
Yeah, and I'm excited to play them at home. You know, last year it was just a little frustrating because they play really, really loud, the walkout music, and our girls – we communicate all the time throughout the game, and when the music's playing way too loud and you can't talk in between each pitches, it's just a little frustrating. So I'm excited to see our girls play Cimarron at home, and kind of like we did, I guess, last year during regionals, and have that home field advantage.
All right, should be a fun one. Coach Aaron Meyer is joining us here Tuesday. It is Cimarron at home here, and once again, Coach, thanks for the time, and good luck to you guys.
Thanks, Adam.